This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In the wake of a series of suicide bombings, Israel has sealed off the West Bank and Gaza as the faltering Middle East peace process shuddered to a halt. Five suicide bombings in less than 48 hours have left at least 12 Israelis dead. The latest bombing occurred outside a shopping center in the northern Israeli town of Afula. Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has postponed his trip to Washington to discuss the U.S.-backed roadmap with President Bush. The violence also overshadowed Sharon's meeting Saturday with Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. Peter, the latest bombing was in Afula about an hour ago. What do you know about it?
Well, according to Israeli police, a Palestinian approached a shopping mall in Afula, which is a town very close to the northern border with the West Bank. Initial eyewitness accounts said the bomber was stopped by a guard at the entrance to the mall, grabbed the nearest bystander, and set off the explosion. Now, this came just hours after a Palestinian down in the Gaza Strip, riding a bicycle, blew himself up next to an army jeep, injuring three soldiers. His wave of five bombings in 48 hours included a deadly bus attack Sunday morning that killed seven Israelis in addition to that bomber. Two settlers, a husband and his pregnant wife, were blown up by a Palestinian bomber in Hebron over the weekend. So it's really a severe streak of attacks against Israelis.
You have to figure somebody's trying to send a message to those on both sides working to restart the peace process.
Definitely, a very negative message. Hamas has claimed responsibility for most of the bombings. We don't have word on the most recent one. And one of the faction's spokesmen in Gaza said the message is clear. Hamas will not disarm, will continue to fight using any means available until the Israeli occupation of the Palestinian territories ends. Israeli military operations are continuing as well. Palestinians say a 13-year-old boy was killed by army gunfire in the Jabalia refugee camp in Gaza. There was also a mosque damaged during a home demolition also in the Gaza Strip. Obviously, this wave of violence has completely overwhelmed any hint of progress from Saturday's meeting between Ariel Sharon and Mahmoud Abbas. And Sharon, of course, has put off his trip to Washington. We're not sure for how long.
And Palestinians, who had hoped for some easing of restrictions, face a tighter closure than ever.
And that has been the case ever since Colin Powell's visit. At that time, Israel said it would ease travel restrictions, allow more Palestinians to come into Israel to work. Since then, we've seen more and more Palestinian attacks against Israelis and tighter closures in the territories. Gaza and the West Bank are now sealed off, just as Palestinian students are trying to get to their end-of-year exams. The Palestinian economy, already completely depressed, is crushed even further. On the Israeli side, we're seeing continuing loss of confidence in the ability of the new Palestinian government to really crack down on the violence. There may be talks here in the future, but it's really not clear where they could lead in the short term.
So what's the status of the roadmap?
Well, officially, it's still alive, but these recent events certainly have given more ammunition to those who have argued the roadmap never had much chance to begin with. Palestinians continue to say they can't crack down on Hamas when Israel won't even accept the roadmap as a starting point. And analysts say President Bush, who would have to play the key role of pressuring Israel to accept it, has got a lot of other things on his mind, the bombing in Morocco, Saudi Arabia. And then by fall, the White House will be engaged in the re-election campaign, leaving a little desire to try and squeeze concessions from Ariel Sharon.
What about Yasser Arafat's future?
Well, that's a very big question. Last night, there was a lot of interest in whether the army would move in on his compound in Ramallah. For the moment, Ariel Sharon is saying political pressure will do. The Israelis are saying any diplomat who goes to visit Yasser Arafat, which is often the case with Europeans and UN officials, will not be allowed to meet not just with Sharon, but with any Israeli official.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.